hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're at the DEMA show here in Orlando, Florida. DEMA 2009. And despite the economy not being the best possibly right now, I got to tell you, there's plenty of business going on right here on the show floor. And we're trying to give you a little glimpse behind the curtain of this trade-only event. And look, it's good. It's positive. People are feeling good about doing business, and there's plenty of people here doing it as well. So any signs of a down economy are not being seen here at the DEMA show here so far. Now, I'm with Mike. Remember Eminem? Mike, he was on a liveaboard with us a few months ago. He's at the DEMA show. How you doing, Mike?
Doing very well. This is always, Greg. Thank you.
Got it. And, you know, Mike also works at Disney World, and so we're in our home base of operations. He's coming out and helping me out this hour. And, of course, we have single Scott. Scott, are you having a fun, third DEMA for you, right?
Third DEMA, yep. The second time back to Florida. The energy today is really strong. Everybody's having a good time.
Absolutely. Now, Scott has definitely been busy the last few weeks. He is the first person that I'm aware of, and I think the first person ever to experience the wreck trek in the Florida Keys. Now, we talked about that a few weeks ago, and obviously the Florida Keys have an entire aisle where they're promoting this new feature with the Florida Keys Department of Tourism and all the dive operators up and down the Keys from the Spiegel Grove and Key Largo down to the Vandenberg and Key West. Scott was one of the very few people to be able to do this for the first time. Had a phenomenal time, right?
Oh, it was great. 10 days diving wrecks in the Keys. It didn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. Now, he started in Key Largo, the top of the Keys, with my good buddy Captain Slate at Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. And you know, when you start with Captain Slate, I don't know how it can get any better, because you're pretty much talking, you know, you're starting at the top of the mountain, and we're standing here by his booth right now. Did you use your recall system for single Scott? We never did talk about that on the air a couple weeks ago.
Every morning when we piped him on the boat in the yard with the Slate recall system. Yeah. So he heard it every morning. When he came back off the trip, we did the same thing again.
So, there it is. There it is. I think I just heard it. Yep, okay. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, Captain Slate, I got to tell you, 2 years ago, I believe it was 2 years ago in Orlando, we did the Captain Slate burp off. Do you remember that at DEMA?
I remember that right here.
You know, I still have people ask me about that. And when I was walking into the DEMA show this year, the first thing they go, "Hey, Greg, when are you doing the burp off?"
Yeah.
"I can do better than Slate."
My best day, nobody can.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. I decided to take a different tack this year, and I don't know. We might have to bring it back there, Captain Slate.
It's pretty hard to compete with three beautiful mermaids swimming around in the tank. Come on.
Well, this is true. Yeah, wet mermaids and some middle-aged guy burping. What do you... you got a point. But it's still, you know, one of the few things he's known for besides being able to burp with the best of them. This guy knows his diving backwards and forwards. Been doing it for many, many years. And matter of fact, we don't talk about this enough, Captain Slate. And here at DEMA in 2009, it's always a good time to kind of refresh people's memory that Captain Slate was the first guest I scheduled for Scuba Radio. Do you remember that far back?
We did, yes. We did 12, 13 years. We did
12
first,
years.
First show in my office. And one of the second or third shows there, too. You were down at least twice.
Well, now, you're talking about a remote broadcast, right? But I'm talking about the actual first broadcast of Scuba Radio. Me and Diver Dick came up with this idea of doing this goofy little dive talk show to go diving on company time when we were working at a sports station here in Orlando. I was like, okay, what are we going to talk about other than, you know, hey, where to go, what to do, that kind of thing. And I remember as I was, you know, progressing through my diving profession as a dive master and advanced open water diver and all that stuff, thumbing through Skin Diver magazine and seeing this whack job who was feeding fish with his face. I'm like, oh, my God, what the heck is going on? He has a ballyhoo sticking out of his mouth, and these eels and barracudas are coming up and swimming up to his face and eating the fish out of his mouth. And I said, if anybody's crazy enough to do that, I bet you more money than God that this would be in a very interesting phone interview. And you definitely lived up to the hype. You hear what I'm saying, Mr. Slate?
I do, and we had fun with that one. And guess what? 13 years later, you're still rocking and rolling. We're standing here at the booth with me feeding some silly barracuda out of my mouth on the TV monitor.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, you know, some things never change.
That's right. He's still alive and kicking and more colorful than ever, and always lives up to the to the aura. I mean, you have a persona that's bigger than life, Captain Slate. But you're so down to earth, and anybody who comes down and dives with you in Key Largo, and Scott, this was your first time with Captain Slate, wasn't it?
It was, very first time.
Yeah, you had heard him before on Scuba Radio, right?
Many times. I've talked to him on the phone, but I'd never met him in person.
But did you not find him to be one of the nicest and most down-home kind of, like, welcome to the family kind of guys you ever met?
I was just going to say that. It's like a family operation. Everybody's family there. Everybody's taken care of, you know, excellently, and the diving was great.
Yeah, well, there you go. But that's a part of the thing. Diving with Captain Slate is not just about the diving. It's about hanging with a legend and someone who is just so cool to hang with. And I, you know, I feel honored just standing here with you, Captain Slate. You know that, right?
I do, and I'm sticking to the floor, but I appreciate it very much. I mean, it's a lot of fun. At least I like my job. That's the fun part about it. And we got Scott out here and wrecked him. We wrecked him on the Spiegel Grove, on the Duane and the Bib. We wrecked him.
Yes, indeed you did.
And then we gave him a Wreck Trek book, and he went down to Keys and did the rest of them, see?
Yeah, he got this little passport book thing, and you basically you do all the dives, and then you guys stamp them, and then after a certain number, you give them a credit for a future dive?
Two free dives for two people. So he gets to go down once he gets some stamp, dives with us up in the upper Keys, anybody wants in the lower Keys, and then he comes back and we wreck him again.
Yes, it's all about getting wrecked right now on the floor. That's what they're really pushing in the Keys, because the addition of the Vandenberg and then a few years earlier the Spiegel Grove. I mean, really, you got two world-class wreck dives right down there within driving distance of any Florida diver, and really easily accessed from any place in the States, let alone if you want to come in from some other country. It's quite a draw now.
Well, we've got the two of the three biggest wrecks anywhere in the world sunk for diving in the Keys. So they're, what, 106 miles apart? And, of course, we've got the five in between, the Duane, the Bib, the Thunderbolt, the Eagle, and the Bush. So you literally can dive almost every stop down the Keys on an island and dive a new wreck that we've placed in the last 25 years, either through Cato, Keys Association Dive Operators, or the Florida Artificial, or the Keys Artificial Reef Association. So we have really made the Keys a wreck diving capital of the world, as well as the dive capital of the world.
Yes, it's thing is, especially now, you have a lot of people that are a little more hesitant to flying all over the place, you know, because they're looking for ways to cut travel back or this back, and obviously the Keys sometimes get overlooked because they're too close to home, and you think, well, you need to go more exotic if you want to go to a more exotic destination. But some of the diving down there in the Keys, world class for sure. Now, you know, we're talking about the wreck trek stuff, Captain Slate, and obviously that's a big focus here at the DEMA show for the entire Florida Keys. But let's not forget what you are known for, and that is the creature feature. I mean, Scott did not get to participate in that dive because he just didn't hit the time schedule. Because what is it, Friday mornings? And
it's
what?
It got to be in the morning. The critters really don't show up in the afternoon, so we always do a morning dive. And Scott wasn't there. He did the wreck in the morning, I think, that one day, since we had that wreck scheduled. And we didn't get to do the creature feature. But, yes, every Friday and Sunday, on schedule, I go out and feed the creatures. Sometimes I'm out of town, I get a stand-in. I think I still have one alive that'll go out and do it. And they hadn't been in the hospital yet. But
this is not for the faint at heart. Do not try this at home. Leave this to Captain Slate to sacrifice his face.
Never put a ballyhoo in your mouth.
Exactly. Unless you want to eat it, I guess.
Unless you want a barracuda to come by at a high rate of speed and miss, hopefully. But, yes, I do it every Friday, Sunday. And when we have group special requests, we do it again for them, too, also in the weekdays. Try not to do it every day because we don't want to overfeed them and have them so dependent on us. And, three, that they won't show up every day if you show up with bait. So that's a good thing.
Right, yeah. I mean, you've been doing this for so many years. I mean, he doesn't do this lightly. He knows what he's doing, and there's a serious risk involved. It's quite a technique, but it is. There's a method to your madness, and it's not for anybody to try at home, but it's quite remarkable to see firsthand and go down on the city of Washington and watch Captain Slate do his legendary creature feature dive with the nurse sharks, the barracudas, the eels, and God knows what else is showing up these days.
The big Goliath grouper, Bruiser, he's been showing up regularly, and he's there a lot. And the little one we call Bruiser Jr., BJ. So he's both of them there. And
BJ, really?
That's his name.
Stands for what?
Bruiser Jr.
Exactly. I don't know what you mean. But, you know, here's what I want to do, Captain Slate, because I haven't been down for the creature feature in some time. And you know, one thing we have not done, I haven't been down to the Keys enough the last few years because we've been doing a lot of crazy traveling. I got to get back down there. And, you know, we have not brought the Scuba Radio Mermaids down to Key Largo yet, have we?
Right.
And we have this is Amy, by the way, one of our newest additions. This is Amy the librarian.
Ooh.
Amy the librarian mermaid. She's not wearing her librarian glasses right now, but she has a very special look. Kind of have that kind of librarian schoolgirl thing.
That's just a cover up for...
There she goes.
For a beautiful underwater creature. That's all that is.
Well, exactly. She's kind of the old Lois Lane kind of thing
that's
going on.
Is.
You know,
and
I like this, Amy. This is a compliment. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
She remembers the shtick. She's like, okay, Greg, thanks a lot. Damn you. But look, here's the thing. I think we need to bring Amy down to Key Largo. And what do you think would happen if we brought a Scuba Radio Mermaid into the mix with the creature feature? Do you think this could be a dangerous thing like what happened when I brought Mermaid Angela in with the manta rays in Kona, Hawaii? You know, we had a little incident.
I forgot about the incident, but I think the creature feature would become the second thing everybody would be watching if Amy came in her mermaid costume.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Amy? Would you want to be surrounded by eels and Goliath groupers and nurse sharks and barracudas? How would you feel about that and also be a mermaid at the same time?
I think that would be great. I've never been to the Keys, and I would love to have the opportunity to go down and feed some fantastic creatures with you and maybe even feed them from my mouth and see how close they can get.
No, wait a minute. Well, let's not get crazy.
You have much too pretty a face. Mine, it doesn't matter. Yours, we don't want to rearrange.
You would just be like one of the other attractions,
yes,
like a Goliath grouper, a nurse shark, an eel.
I'll wrap the moray around your arms.
We're not going to put ballyhoo in your mermaid tail or anything like that, Amy. She's up for anything, as you can see, right? See? And, oh, he's going to show her a mask.
Mask that the barracuda caught.
Okay. Yeah.
Say, do you want to do that now?
You know, as long as I have a backup mask, just pop it on.
I like
it.
Well, this girl's hardcore.
Mermaids, I like the attitude.
Hey, we don't mess around.
Yeah.
These mermaids were bringing. Been doing a lot of reading, I guess.
Oh, okay.
As a librarian,
gives her all this extra
competence. All right, more coming up from Dima. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I do like the water.
Water and fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water.
And we are back here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving, DEMA 2009 in Orlando, walking the aisles, giving you a little glimpse behind the curtain of this trade-only event. Now, This is a great opportunity, as I said before. It's almost like homecoming after doing this show for 12 years and catching up with friends that we have the opportunity to talk on the phone, or we visit their destination, and then we finally get to see each other once a year. And lo and behold, we are in the Australian Isle. And after last year's DEMA, I actually made a few close personal friends right after the DEMA show down under. And one of them's with us right now. John, how you doing from Ocean Quest? And our way, it's Taka Dive, the whole crew, right?
Deep Sea Divers, Dan, yeah, the whole crew. Very well, actually, enjoying the show.
Yes. Now, how things down under since we were there? Did it pretty much collapse after we left?
No, we just about survived your visit. No,
just barely.
Only barely.
Yeah. But no,
we've been busy.
Yeah. Now, John doesn't have the traditional Australian accent. It's like Southern Australian. I don't know. What is it? Eastern? What is it?
Northern Hemisphere Australian from the UK, really.
There you go. Exactly. But he represents and works with the folks in Australia. So, yeah, how are things? Because, you know, that trip we did in Australia, phenomenal. It's one of the most watched videos at scubaradio.com, the little video I took and posted up there on the website of all just amazing marine life, especially for someone who has more experience diving in the Caribbean, and that was one of my first big jaunts out into the Pacific. Wait, I mean, is it still just as great as it was? Things picking up down? What's going on down under?
It's fantastic. It's just as good as it always has been. We've got great viz, really good weather. In fact, we had no rain for 6 months, so the water clarity has been outstanding.
Yes, nice. Now, Ocean Quest, the liveaboard boat, one of the largest boats I've ever been on, period, let alone dived off of. Still, that's the case out in Australia, or what's the latest and greatest as far as vessels and things of what you guys are working with?
Well, she's still the same vessel we've got. She's still probably one of the best vessels out there out of Cairns on the water. We also have Taka Dive, which does the trips up to the Cod Hole, and Osprey Reef out in the Coral Sea. We just had Bob Halstead actually on the boat in the Scuba Hall of Fame. Said we did the best shark feed he's ever seen.
Really? Wait, was that out there at Osprey Reef where you did that, or where would you do the shark feed?
At Osprey Reef.
Yes. Now, see, I didn't get to go to that reef. I just went to the more popular, slightly closer sites when we had our short adventure there in Australia. I got to go back and do the real diving, so I've been told.
Yeah, you need to come out and do a trip on Taka, but you're going to have to be there for about 4 or 5 days.
4 or 5 days minimum. I think we had, two nights on the boat that particular time. We just did a whirlwind tour, Mike and myself, and seeing all this stuff, I'm looking at the posters going, oh, God, I remember. That was so awesome. That was just an amazing adventure. We do have one of our Scuba Radio correspondents coming out in Australia here later, actually just in a couple of weeks to do some diving. So the conditions right now in Australia, top-notch, because less rain, more viz, huh?
Absolutely perfect. In fact, November is one of the best times of year to come out there. We've got the water temperatures just starting to come up. It's about 83, 84 at the moment, so getting nice and warm. And
everything's upside down in Australia, so they're going into summer while we're going into winter. And so it's almost a perfect ideal time to make that switch as a Florida diver when it's starting to cool down here and head to a place like Australia. And, you know, one of the things, John, that, you know, I found on my adventure, and I can't emphasize it enough, and I'm sure this is a challenge you might have when you're marketing to divers in the U.S., is the travel, is the air travel, thinking that, oh, my God, it's clearly on the other side of the planet. It's going to take forever to get there. But it's really not hard to get to Australia at all. That flight from L.A. to Sydney or you know, from Sydney to Cairns or whatever is really an easy flight because they do it on all, red eyes, right? And you sleep all night.
Pretty much, yeah. It's all on the red eyes. And the fares that are out there at the moment with Qantas and are just phenomenally cheap at the moment. So it's an awesome time to come and do this trip.
Yeah, well from L.A. to Sydney, what are they throwing out there right now? I haven't even priced it out lately. Is it really phenomenal deals or what?
The deals right now are about, I think, around $750.
Wow, $750 from L.A. to Australia. I mean, it costs more to fly from Miami to Dominica than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, we've got packages at the moment, which are 10-day package, including your accommodation, your airfares, your dive trip, all taxes and everything included, at around $3,000 US at the moment.
Nice. John, what website can we send them to for more info?
Go to www.diversden.com.au.
There you go, diversden.com.au. Don't forget that. That's for the Australia thing, of course. All right, more coming up from Orlando and the DEMA show. Stay close.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We went from the Australian Isle to right adjacent to the Bahamas Isle. And who would be hanging around there? Well, of course, our friend, the hardest working man in the dive industry, Mr. Neil Watson. How you doing, Neil?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm at DEMA here in Orlando, and all my buddies are here. Life couldn't be better.
It's like homecoming. You know, this is my 12th DEMA, and I know it's like your 12th times, I don't know how many, I shouldn't say, but should I?
No, you shouldn't say that.
But it is. It's like, I love the idea where we come together and we get to catch up with friends we haven't seen in a while. I mean, I see you more than my family, the reality is, but a lot of other folks, you know, whether it's folks from Australia or Captain Slate down in the Keys and you know, Weiland or God knows who else. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I hate to tell you this. I see your family more than you do, Greg.
Yeah, you and everybody else. But it's a good problem to have, isn't it? You know, it keeps us off the street at nights, as they say, this goofy little radio show I do. Now, Neil, you know, I know you're on the DEMA board, and this is the DEMA show. It looks like there's plenty of business taking place here today, second day into the show. What do you think?
I tell you what, I am really excited about the show. I mean, everybody had concerns, you know, with the economy and whatever. But we've had a great turnout, both with the exhibitors and the attendees. There's a lot of activity on the floor. And I don't know about the rest of the aisles, but the Bahamas is jamming, and we're right in business. That's all we can ask. And having fun.
Yeah, exactly. Having fun and doing business at the same time. The people here are here to do business and you know, make... You know, their passion is their profession, and one way or another, you're going to make it work for you because it's what you love. And, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, it's very anecdotal, but there's plenty of people here. I'm not seeing any dip in attendance from at least just looking around. There's plenty of people walking these aisles.
You know, and the new technology, they have these new single-hose regulators. They have submersible pressure gauges, so you know how much air is in your tank. I mean, it's just incredible, you know, the changes, for, you know.
Back in the day, Neil just used to use some kind of wooden chute that he used to put up above the waterline and go for
reed.
Days.
Reeds.
Reed. It was, that's right, a reed. All right, we got more coming up from Orlando. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
Down, down, down.
And yes, Yale, right adjacent to the Bahamas Isle here at the Dima Show in Orlando is where we find ourselves at the moment. And that's where Aquanauts Grenada is. Now, you've heard us talk about this last week. You might have gotten the email blast if you're part of the Scuba Radio Dive Club. But we are spending Christmas in the Caribbean thanks to our friends at Aquanauts Grenada. And Galinda from that fine organization and dive center and beautiful Caribbean island is with us right now here at the Dima Show. How are you doing, Galinda?
Oh, I'm doing great, yeah. I'm looking forward to have you guys down there. Angela, diving mermaid. Diving the Bianca Sea and our other wrecks.
That's right. A lot of wrecks in the Bianca Sea, the world-class shipwreck I've heard you guys talk about many times, and I've heard divers who have done this wreck. Have you ever had a mermaid on the Bianca Sea there in Grenada before?
Well, we probably had some people thinking they saw a mermaid, but...
It got a little too deep, and the fish started speaking to them, and God knows what else, right?
Exactly, yeah, right.
Yes, but this will be a first for Scuba Radio. First of all, first time to Grenada, and second, it'll be a first time we brought a Scuba Radio mermaid to Grenada, and that may be a first for the island as well. So you're going to be responsible for this whole fiasco or whatever takes place. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I can't wait to have you guys down there.
Yes. Now, Peter, what do you think of this? Mermaids, Christmas. You know, what is Christmas like in the Caribbean where you're from in Grenada? You have no snow, but you have the sand, right? So how does it work? Got Christmas lights going, the whole thing? What can we expect?
Oh, yeah, actually, you know, our local electricity company, they have a contest, you know, whoever is like has the most Christmas lights on his house doesn't need to pay the bill for the year.
Oh, really?
For the month, I think.
Oh, I was going to say for the year. Wow.
But anyway, it's a big deal. So some people really light up their houses. You know, if you ever seen the Chevy Chase movie,
yes,
nothing.
Really? Oh, I'm loving this.
You're going to have a blast with this, you know, and we definitely look forward to have our beautiful mermaid down there. I've seen them a lot in the old days when I was still diving on air.
Yeah.
But since we use better gases now, you know, the mermaids get a little bit scarce.
Yes. Okay. So we're going to bring them back and make them a little more touchy-feely. And that'll be Mermaid Angela. She's going to come to Grenada. What do you think of this, Angela?
I'm all about it. I can't wait to see these lights.
Yeah. Well, the lights are probably... Maybe we place the lights on the Scuba Radio Mermaid in strategic areas. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh yes. Let's mark the strategic areas with the lights. That's a very...
We could light up a mermaid. That would be kind of... Screw the Christmas tree. We're going to light up a Scuba Radio Mermaid on Grenada. And, you know, we haven't done this for a few years. I think the last time we had a Christmas-themed broadcast on a different island was in the Caymans, and that was a lot of fun. We need to do it because if you've never spent the Christmas season or at least, you know, that general time frame on a Caribbean island in a tropical destination like this, it's really, really unique and just so much fun. And a lot of people think you don't, it's like, oh, you have to have the snow to get into the spirit. That ain't the case, is it, Galinda?
Ain't the case. No. We have, you know, our palm trees are all geared up with lights and palmetta and whatever you can think of. So we are all ready for the season.
That's right. The snowbirds are just trying to make themselves feel better about themselves. But trust me, if you spend Christmas in the Caribbean, you will thank me for it. And you have the opportunity now. All you have to do is go to Aquanauts Grenada, click on the Scuba Radio info or the special event that they have set up for us December 6th through the 10th, that time frame. And you can join us, Mermaid Angela, Single Scott, and myself.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Dude, an ancient sunken city!
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? It is. It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta.
Howdy, y'all.
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha,
oh yeah.
Into Inagra, Benetti, into Long Island.
All around the
Bahamas. And Grand Bahama, and Walker's Key.
Yeah, I've been there too. I've done a lot of trips in the Bahamas, but you know, one of the new places that we attended this year in 2009 was Hawaii. We finally made it over to Hawaii on the backside of the Long Beach Dive Show, the scuba show there in California. Thanks to our friend Glenn there at Kona Honu Divers. It was a Honu diving experience. Did I get that right, Glenn?
Yes, you did.
I finally said Honu Diver experience correctly because I when we did the broadcast, I pronounced the name of their dive operation wrong like 90% of the time. But it just took a few days of diving with you to get it right. You hear what I'm saying, Glenn?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, Glenn is obviously here at the DEMA show here in the Hawaii section and doing his networking and contacts. We actually sent him diving with manatees last week with Single Scott and Crystal River, and we had you on briefly last week. We had a little crazy show last week, so I didn't get to really talk to you about your experience here in Florida that much, other than you had a great time, right?
Exactly, and the manatees are just awesome. Just like, it was almost like swimming with our manta rays, but the manatees were just superb.
Yeah, but you didn't have manatees, you know, with mermaids. You had mantas and mermaids in Hawaii. That was quite a unique experience for us and probably for the mantas as well.
Yes, we had a great time with you guys out there. And Angela as
the mermaid?
Mermaid, yeah.
Mermaid Angela, yeah.
Super, yeah.
She was good. I got a lot of footage that we shot while we were in Hawaii, and we have one clip up on YouTube right now of Angela getting her freak on with one of your mantas. You know what I'm saying there, Glenn? You remember that little incident?
Yeah, right on, yeah, I remember. Yes,
the mantas definitely seem to be attracted, or at least one of them was very much attracted to Mermaid Angela. If you go to YouTube and just do a search on Scuba Radio or Manta and Scuba Radio, it should pop right up there. And we finally have gotten that up. But I have much more footage to share with the world from our little adventure in Hawaii. And Glenn, I got to tell you, and I know we were talking about this extensively when we were on the island of Kona and we did our broadcast there, but that definitely was one of the best days of diving I had in the entire year for 2009 and all the trips that we've done on Scuba Radio for 2009, but let alone for the 12 years of doing Scuba Radio. That was a phenomenal day of diving that we capped off with your Manta night dive. So I just want to thank you, dude.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thanks for sharing the joy.
Yeah, and one of the other things that I want to mention to you is don't forget, Hawaii is a dive destination, and it's underrated, but I'll tell you what, you found out what it's really like, and I'm glad that you really enjoyed yourselves out there in Hawaii.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and you're right, there's certain areas, you know, because maybe you think they're a little too accessible. You know, being it's a United States territory, that you have to go into another country to experience world-class diving. And, you know, we were talking about the Florida Keys earlier and how sometimes folks in the U.S. have a tendency to overlook, you know, this stuff they have a little closer to home. But Hawaii is you know, you got to hop on a plane and fly there, but you're in the U.S. You don't have to deal with customs or anything like that. You get over there. And, you know, I got to tell you, before I went over there, Glenn, I told a few folks that we were going to be out over in California doing some diving, or I was flirting with the idea of flying over to Hawaii. He says, don't bother. You'll have fun, just as much fun in California as you would in Hawaii. And, man, I am so happy I did not listen to him. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, we've got, you know, all over the United States, there's lots of great diving. And Hawaii is also in the United States, so we also have excellent diving. We've got basically the four islands out there, Kauai, Oahu, Maui, and the Big Island. And you'll run into the same animals at most of the at the same islands, as I had mentioned. But, you know, the Big Island has a little bit better diving out there. You've got clear water. It's a little bit warmer, I think. And plus you also have the manta rays. And that's the biggest draw that we have for the divers here in the United States.
Yeah, when we told everybody, when we were at the Long Beach Dive Show, for instance, that we were going over to Kona, he goes, oh, you're doing the manta dive. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm doing the manta dive? What is the manta dive? I just had briefly heard about it when we were there at the Long Beach Dive Show, and it was like Stingray City in the Caribbean. It was so popular, but I don't know. Even after we left Hawaii and came back to the States, I kind of wonder if this is more of like a, you know, a west of the Mississippi thing versus east of the Mississippi thing, where a lot of the people on the East Coast aren't as familiar with this manta night dive that you guys have on in Kona. Or maybe I'm living under a rock, Glenn, but I talked to a few other of my Florida friends, and they were totally blown away when I told them what we did there in Kona. Whereas the folks in California are a little bit more maybe in tune with that part of the world, but man, was I impressed. I mean, it is amazing to be surrounded by 16 manta rays on a night dive. I've never seen anything like this. These animals were 12, 14, 15 feet wing to wing. It was just phenomenal. But the thing is, that wasn't the only attraction. I was thinking we were going to go do this manta night dive, and we see turtles, we see, you know, more. I've never seen more eels on any dive place on the planet. We must have seen literally, 40 or 50 eels over a span of 4 or 5 dives. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I had anywhere in the world to set up Kanahona divers, and I chose Hawaii because of the marine biology that's out there on the island. It's just tremendous.
Yes, well, you definitely sold me. And on top of everything with the marine life and the diving that we encountered, the dolphins that we swam with, was the people. I mean, Glenn, yeah, there's this old laid-back Hawaii vibe going on that is really something you need to experience, and makes you feel right at home. And I know that comes from the top down, and that's what you guys specialize there at Kona Honu Divers, right?
Right on. Right on.
Yeah, KonaHonuDivers.com. It's a whole new diving experience. And if I have my way, I'm going to weasel up to Glenn and make him invite us back here in 2010.
Here on the island. This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreAdventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Adventures apart from the rest. That's why, for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Adventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Can't we just keep it closed and mark it rest in peace?
Not as long as naval scientists are trying to prove that porpoises have brain structures rivaling man's. Tests every day are proving these sea creatures are so intelligent and possess such amazing faculties that they seem almost human. Even superhuman.
Lady Dolphin and a dolphin boat were swimming out to sea one day. All the other lady dolphins smiled, but they were smiling in that subtle dolphin way. I remember all the things I said, that I love you till the day I'm dead. Cause I need you like this hole in my head. I need you like this hole in my head.
And welcome back to the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving at the DEMA Show. Now, we're going to close out today's broadcast at the Explore Ventures booth because they've been phenomenal for us, not only throughout the year, but here at the DEMA Show. We've been giving away a liveaboard trip each morning, and we're sitting by the model of the Humboldt Explorer. And Clay from Explore Ventures is with me right now, and Mike was nice enough to point out a very simple question, which was, how is Greg going to fit on this boat? So that's not the actual, that is just a model. We've just resolved that much, right, Clay?
I believe it is, but, you know, it's a pretty nice model. It might work very well.
It's really nice, actually, and it's in a glass case. It comes apart. They actually took it apart. I actually saw inside where I'd stay if I was about an inch and a half long.
I think it would take a lot of dehydration for either of us to fit on that boat, unfortunately.
It very well may, but I think it'll be much bigger in real life when it starts sailing in May, right? That's the plan at the moment?
Yep, Nargoyle Cruises in May. We'll be running from then on through forever, so we're looking forward to it.
Yes, the Galapagos on the list of many divers, including myself. I'm anxious to see that part of the world. And have you dived there before, Clay, yourself, or no?
I have indeed.
Yeah. So how many times have you been to that part, of that area?
I've been down there three trips so far and haven't done as much diving as I'd like, but that's the nature of the beast sometimes. So hopefully next time I'll get to do plenty.
So in Darwin and Wolf, these are the two hot spots where people you hear, you know, just rave about as far as the marine life and that kind of thing. And what have you seen? What is it? Like seals, sharks, everything, or what?
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, Galapagos is not a place where you see a lot of coral or anything like that, but it's the confluence of a couple of marine currents, oceanic currents that come up. And especially at Darwin and Wolf, you get schooling hammerhead sharks in the hundreds. You get whale sharks in there half the year that, numbering in the tens on any given dive. And it's just an amazing thing to see.
Yeah, it's where Darwin said the earth began or some crap like that, right?
Exactly. And he didn't even see the underwater stuff. So
there you go.
He was missing out on half of it.
Well, then that's what we're going to find out here. So that'll be happening next year here. So we do a special broadcast from the new Humboldt Explorer. Go to exploreventures.com, learn more about it, book it with us, or just book your own adventure. They got several amazing trips that you can take advantage of with our friends at Explore Ventures. All right, that's going to do it from the DEMA Show in Orlando for this year. We'll have more extended coverage next week. Do not miss it. Till then, remember, it's always better. Angela?
Downwards wetter.
Good day, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice.
nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.